CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A Senate confirmation hearing is underway on Capitol Hill for President-elect Trump's runner-up choice for Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley opened the proceedings.
Ms. Bondi is highly qualified. And of course, as we all know, a change is desperately needed.
Grassley highlighted her work as Florida's first female attorney general, going after pill mills and other initiatives. Bondi's expected to face questions about her loyalty to Donald Trump and his threats to seek revenge on political enemies. The president-elect's first choice to head the Justice Department, Matt Gaetz, withdrew from consideration over questions about sex trafficking and paying for sex. President Biden says an official goodbye tonight. CBS's Willie James Inman from Washington.
In a letter released ahead of his Oval Office address to the nation on Wednesday evening, President Biden outlined what he sees as major accomplishments during his 4 years in office. Mr. Biden noted over 16 million jobs created, increased wages, and declining inflation, as well as bipartisan initiatives he signed into law.
There's more dangerous weather in the forecast for wildfire-weary Southern Californians. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Strengthening winds, lowering relative humidity, and warm temperatures are going to contribute to this extreme fire behavior, which is going to be redeveloping through the day.
Rescue crews are still pulling survivors and victims from an illegal mine in South Africa. Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Ambulances and mortuary vans encircle the entrance to the abandoned gold mine. My husband is down there. I don't know if he's one of the living or the dead, this woman says. At least 100 dead and hundreds more trapped and awaiting rescue.
The FDA has released a proposal to make cigarettes less addictive by capping nicotine content. Plans not likely to take effect anytime soon. A similar effort by the president-elect's former FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, was sidelined in the first Trump term. Music streaming notches a new record. Industry data provider Luminate says global streams hit $4.8 trillion in 2024. That's up 14% from the year before. And female artists led the way. Taylor Swift was the most streamed. I want you to stay. Billie Eilish, number two. Sabrina Carpenter, the third most streamed. Dow up 716 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The cold persists, but a warm-up is near. We've got another cold one today with temperatures going up tonight and possibly hitting 40 by Friday. There is a chance of snow tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County Sheriff's deputies rescued a woman from a burning vehicle following a two-car crash in Union Grove. The incident last week, captured on body camera, shows deputies pulling an unresponsive driver from a Honda and putting out those flames. Charges against Joseph Lee, the 35-year-old Racine County jail inmate who was killed, have officially been dismissed. The move is procedural following his death. Devontae Caraway is facing homicide charges for Lee's death in the lockup. And Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on March 15th, featuring plans to dye the harbor green. Community groups are invited to participate with signups available on the city's website. Racine has their St. Patty's Parade the same day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Greg Gard gets number 200. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin held on at the Kohl Center to win 70-68 over The Ohio State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard with his 200th career win.
As I told the team downstairs, I mean, it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people putting me in this position and a lot of people that should go on that 200.
In Chicago, number 7th ranked Marquette beat DePaul in overtime 85-83. NBA, the Bucks took over early and beat the Kings 130-115, ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak. NFL, with the loss of Christian Watson to a torn ACL, Jets wide receiver Davante Adams on what he thinks the Packers should do next.
It's looking right now like obviously they might need some receiver help in one way or the other just based off of what they have available. And you know, maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
That's former Packer Devontae Adams with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Of serving southeastern Wisconsin. We're proud of that. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And that 98 years, that includes the summer of 69 when this Stones song was popular.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and time.
News Timeless Hits. WRJN. Don Rosen Show tomorrow between 6 and 9 a.m. featuring a member of the Racine Traffic Safety Commission talking about the Staying Safe program. Important listening with Don Rosen, and a lot of fun, too, on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
The Timeless Hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a candy all over the world tonight. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love. Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association. Playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Fullman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
And here's the reason.
like I could die. Bye-bye, my love.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJM. I once asked Gary Puckett what his favorite Gary Puckett song was, and he replied,
your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
About a thing she saw.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. News? We got it. We got it. With Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The charges against the Racine County Jail inmate killed in the lockup has had charges officially dismissed. After the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee, the DA's office needed to go through the procedure and officially dismiss the offenses against him. Lee was attacked and killed in the jail, allegedly by Devontae Carraway. Carraway is facing homicide charges for the jail death and also faces previous attempted homicide charges. There's a Blarney Stone battle brewing between Racine and Kenosha. The city of Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday, March 15th. Like their Racine counterparts, on the same day, there will be a celebration of Irish culture and a parade through downtown. The point of difference is a plan to dye the Kenosha Harbor green. Community groups can march. There's a sign up on the City of Kenosha website. Racine's Littleport Brewing Company isn't the only local brewer going away. Four brewers based in southeastern Wisconsin have recently announced plans to close, with recent demographic trends showing young people just aren't drinking as much as their older counterparts. The owners of Littleport do say they want to get back in the game and that their closure has more to do with investor relations. They do want to find a new place to make beer. Littleport had been in operation at 3rd in Wisconsin since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Breezy and becoming cloudy today, with winds switching out of the south, shoving our highs to the low 20s. However, light snow does move in late tonight, which could bring around a trace to nearly a half an inch. It'll be gone by tomorrow, though, with partly sunny skies and highs above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
It's 10 degrees at our studios.
I'm
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Twice daily on WRJN.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartache I know will come. Cause I know you're looking for me. But you become.
Local news, timeless hits, and vintage Motown on WRJN.
Just a little more time.
Just a little more time.
I know it surely grows.
Just a little more.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Congratulations to the Badgers. An important two-point victory last night over Ohio State. They play again on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm
and timeless hits, WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. Never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me.
You got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
Yeah.
soul.
You got to me.
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to me.
You got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. The Mamas and Papas did a song about themselves, the history of the band. It was called Creaky Alley. Here's John Phillips.
Creaky Alley was the place where we lived in the Virgin Islands when we were rehearsing the first Mamas and Papas.
WRJN.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed the hat.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a Denny, you know.
Still a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thought about the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bar.
what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything you shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all formed a spoonful. Shelton and Eddie getting very tuneful. McQueen and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat. Mama cast it. Trusted, and then she wants to go.